You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Pat, you haven't seen Seren's hat, have you? The one with the...
Daisies! It was on the floor in the hall.
Oh, lifesaver. It's not really cold enough, but she barely leaves the house without it these days.
It must be a comfort thing.
Who'd refuse a bit of comfort, eh?
So how's it going? With the house, I mean.
Why, have you spoken to Tony or Tom?
No, Kirsty, actually.
Oh?
Yesterday. She said she was chasing you both, but she hadn't heard from you since you asked for a drain survey. Look, do give her a call. If you're not buying, then she can at least get it back on the market.
Actually, I've been messaging her this morning and she's not got back.
Oh, I'm surprised. I wonder why not.
Yeah. I mean, you'll hear soon enough anyway. So, Tom and I have decided to put in a reduced offer.
What?
In fact, we have put in a reduced offer.
Really?
Yeah, look, we discussed it a lot. Believe me, Pat.
Because you're worried this sort of thing could happen again?
Well, that's precisely the point. The survey showed that the house itself is sound. What happened was because of Borsetshire Water, not any problem with the plumbing or pipeworks.
Right.
And the house, well, it's close by, with the perfect amount of space. You know we love it.
Yes.
And vitally, we can probably get a reduction on the price. A serious one, because it might happen again.
In which case, isn't it a bad investment? I mean, a bad investment's still a bad investment, even if it's cheaper, Natasha.
This was the first time we had a load of sewage all over the farm. Does it mean you're all going to sell up and move on?
Well, that's not the same. I mean, we own the farm. You and Tom still have a choice.
Yes, we do. And we've communicated with Kirsty about the reduced offer. And we feel the reduction in price and the very small likelihood of this sort of thing happening again makes it well worth it.
But
anything more you might say, rest assured Tony's probably already said it to Tom. I mean, it's the one thing that actually felt like we had some control over, which is a godsend, given everything else.
And what will you do if Kirsty refuses the new offer?
Well, then Tom and I will have to look elsewhere.
Well, as long as you've thought it through.
By the way, is everything all right between you and Tony?
We're fine.
Is that why you're sitting in here, alone?
Actually, I'm on hold with Borsetshire Water. Only I can't stand listening to that wretched music, so I am staring at the screen instead. Although I can't be on hold forever. It's not long before I'm on local radio.
Oh, of course! The interview! Go make us proud, Pat!
Kirsty! Hiya! Kirsty!
Oh, sorry, Joy. I didn't see you there.
Oh, you look how I feel. Is everything okay?
Oh.
What is it, Pat?
I finally got an email from Tom and Natasha. They still want the house.
Oh, that's good news, surely.
But at a reduced price.
Oh, no.
And it's not a small reduction. Clearly, they're taking advantage of this entire sewage mess. They know what it'd look like to any potential buyers if I put it on the market now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know what to do. I've got Brenda and Roy desperate to get the sale through, and these two trying to get a whopping discount.
You could not sell it. Wait a few months or a year. Things will calm down eventually.
Well, that'd mean losing Willow Farm and living here.
Only for a short while.
I can't, Joy.
Well, can you manage with their lower offer?
I wish I could just have some time to think everything through clearly. Instead, I feel like everyone's breathing down my neck.
I suppose Natasha and Tom can seem a bit...
pushy?
I was going to say enthusiastic.
But because I've had to wait for them to get back to me with this latest blow, they're just going to have to wait for my response.
Atta girl.
Thanks, Joy. Oh, I'm sorry to vent.
Oh, don't be daft. That's what friends are for.
How's the kitchen coming along?
Oh, you know how it is. They found some similar base units to match the wall-mounted ones. But to be honest, they're not all that similar. It'll be me Frankenstein kitchen.
Well, there might well be a few of those on the estate.
Except yours. You need to bear that in mind and all, Kirsty. Don't forget, they're getting brand new flooring and units if they buy it. They'd be getting everything done for them, ready to move in.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to let them push me around. Thanks, Joy.
Now, I best be off.
Where to? Somewhere nice.
I have some very important business with Lillian.
I thought you'd be getting ready for your interview with Radio Borsetshire.
They cancelled.
What?
They have something higher up the story food chain, so they dropped my interview. I just got the call.
Dropped? As in, what, not happening at all?
Yes, cancelled, Emma. Oh, I'm sorry. It was one interview on local radio, I know, but it was something. People listened to that show. If nothing else, it would have increased awareness locally.
People can't get involved in something if they don't know it's happening.
Quite.
Especially if it didn't happen to them.
Oh, honestly, Emma, we need to get the message out. Reminds me what it was like with E. coli. We had to work so hard, not knowing if we'd ever get back on track again. It's not pleasant. Moments like that, things like this, they can change a farm's future in the biggest way so suddenly. And nobody realises.
Come on, Lillian.
Joy! Oh, how nice to see you. Sorry, darling, I think I may have overdone it a little last night.
Do not darling me, please, Lillian. And enough of your fake apologies.
Not only
did you and Brian, who I did not invite, by the way, overdo it last night, but you also broke the robot vacuum cleaner.
Well, think
carefully before you deny it, Lillian. First you two rush out of the house like it was on fire. Then I noticed someone switched the robot vacuum cleaner off. And when I switched it on again, it's just going round in circles, like a dog chasing its tail.
Oh, really? Dear, it was an unfortunate accident on Brian's part.
Oh, of course it was Brian. Because apparently he and Miranda are away for a few days.
What?
Left this morning.
Oh, yeah. They went to Rory. Oh,
I can't believe you'd force yourself on me with fake sympathies.
Joy.
I leave the room to take one phone call and you and Brian break something, then leave without even mentioning it. This thing must cost a fortune, like everything else in that house. And I am not moving from your doorstep until...
Right. Yeah, of course. Only, please, do come inside and we'll look online for a replacement.
There we are, two flat whites.
This is a knockout pistachio sponge, Emma.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Natasha liked it too. I have to say, I know this quiet time ain't good for business, but it does give me a chance to have a go at stuff in the kitchen. That's good use of the downtime. We'll have some great bakes by the time it's all back to normal.
Well, this is really a hit.
Okay, you got your thinking face on again, Pat.
Trying to do anything about what's happened's like being stuck on a roundabout, being passed from pillar to post, no one willing even to face us and have a word.
It's a disgrace.
I don't agree with people who believe we carry on fixing the mess caused by that blasted water company and do nothing about it.
Neither do I.
They need to be called out. I mean, okay, we're just two women from a village in Borsetshire. But if the job falls on us, then so be it. We have a voice and we must use it.
Yeah.
We need to show them the mess they created and demand to know what they mean to do about it.
Exactly. And what if they say nothing?
Then we make sure people hear Borsetshire Water say that. So everyone's clear they intend to do nothing to help their customers.
Oh, thank goodness. They're not as expensive as I feared.
Yeah, but there's such a wide range. We need to find the exact type. There! That's the one they've got.
How much?
Help! Why do they have to go for the high-end ones?
Because everything about the Gills' house is high-end, Lillian. Who'd pay that much for a vacuum, robot or not?
Well, they've probably got insurance, Joy. Look, if we just put it back and pretend you didn't see anything, they'll probably...
But I did see it, and so did you. I might not be made of money, but I don't begrudge the Gills spending theirs on anything they want. It's Brian who broke it. And I'll tell them as much if you don't find a way out of this.
You wouldn't.
I so would.
Dare I point out, if you did tell them, then they and Mick would know you broke the no visitors rule, darling. Oh, Lillian.
So you'd be culpable to some degree, even if indirectly.
Well, whatever the case, I am not moving from here until you sort this out.
But it was Brian's fault.
And you're the one who invited him, so you're culpable to some degree, even if indirectly.
Touché.
All I know is Mick's back tomorrow evening, and the man can't lie to save his life. As soon as the girls are back, he'll be blurting it out to unburden himself. He can't ever know you were even in the house.
Kirsty, can I have a word?
Natasha, actually, I've got a meeting in about 10 minutes.
Oh, it won't take long. In fact, I've been calling and texting since this morning.
I'm at work, Natasha.
Yeah, it looks busy.
How it looks isn't the issue. Plus, I've got the works at the Beechwood House to sort and 10 million other things.
Well, the next time you want to have a moan about having too much on your plate, you should try having to resurrect a business, or three, as it happens, that have literally gone down the drain since the spill, while trying to keep our landlord at bay because the poor woman needs to know when we'll actually be out of there so she can line up another tenant, while chasing after two children, blithely unaware of the gravity of the situation their parents are in.
Wow.
Did you get our email?
I did, yes.
And? Please don't tell me I'm going to have to chase you as well, given you're the one who needs to sell a house and we want to buy it.
For what? Peanuts?
Oh, don't exaggerate.
You do realise you're taking me for a ride twice.
How's that?
I'm already bending over backwards to make sure the flooring and everything are done well and as quickly as possible. I mean, I even let you choose the carpet.
Well, that'll be covered by the insurance.
It's practically a new downstairs. And then you hit me with this revised offer.
It's very reasonable, given
I've been chasing you since you decided you wanted an extra drain survey. You didn't seem to mind avoiding my calls and emails when it suited you and Tom.
We have been up to our necks in it. Bridge Fresh, the tea room, the dairy. It's all practically on its knees.
What did the survey say? If it said there was something wrong with the building itself, you wouldn't be interested anymore.
Well, put it on the market then, and see how much interest you get when everyone around here knows it was swilling in filth a few weeks ago. Tom and I are taking a risk, but we're willing to, if the price is reasonable.
The price is reasonable.
I'm sorry, Kirsty, but the situation has changed, so our offer has changed. We're a good bet. We're not in a chain. But given the sewage spill, we can no longer offer the asking price. It's the new reduced price, or we'll look elsewhere.